If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
The Vox Markets Podcast.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Neil Herbert, Executive Chairman of Atlantic Lithium. ALL is ticker there. Neil, thanks for joining me.
Always a pleasure to be here, Justin.
Yeah, and you've just released your audited results for the financial year ended the 30th of June. And of course, pre-revenues yet, but nevertheless, operationally in the last 12 months and even just recently, lots going on. You're making a lot of progress, so it's worth just catching up on that to remind people of where you are and where you hope to be. So, you know, let's always do this, if you can, for people just listening now, tuning in for the first time. There's a clue in the title, Atlantic Lithium, but just explain what you're about, if you could, Neil.
Happy to do that. So Atlantic Lithium is developing the Ewoyaa Lithium Project in Ghana. It is a low-cost, low-capex operation, which is looking to come into production the year after next.
Yeah, and let's look back then, up until sort of 30th of June, what the project highlights of what's been achieved, and then we'll look at what you've achieved post-period and going forward, what you hope to achieve. So first of all, up to the 30th of June, what's happened?
Absolutely. So as it stands, what we've been doing is obviously developing the project. So there are three strands to this. Obviously, the technical side of developing the project, and people have seen over the last year, we put out a pre-feasibility report, which was our initial analysis of how to take the mine forward. And then we went on to increase the resources. So the beginning of last year, we were about 20 million tons. We're now at 35 million tons. And most of that now in the reserve category, which is important in terms of the mine design. And indeed, we put out our definitive feasibility study at the end of June of this year with some very robust numbers, which would put us, frankly, into one of the top 10 lithium spodumene mines in the world once this project comes to production.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose, you know, one of the biggest bits of news you've released happened post-period. And this is, heads of terms agreed with Ghana's Mineral Income Investment Fund. Explain this, if you could, Neil.
So this is the second pillar to what we're doing, obviously, is the financing of the project. And as some of your listeners will know, we already have an agreement with Piedmont Lithium, which provides the bulk of the funding for the project. So it's like 70-odd percent of the project is actually covered by them in terms of the costs. Mm-hmm. And indeed, they provide us with ongoing financing until that time. So not only do the CapEx, but ongoing financing in terms of exploration on our development plans. But We've now also entered into an agreement, which is effectively with the Sovereign Wealth Fund of Ghana, which is obviously a division of the government, a division of the Treasury, which they will provide a further $33 million of funding, which actually covers most of the funding requirement that we need. So obviously that's the second pillar in terms of taking this project to production. One is doing all the technical studies, which we've been doing, assembling the team, and we brought in Keith Muller, who's one of the few people who's actually successfully run a spodumene lithium mine. So we want to make sure we absolutely get this right when we take it to production. So that technical side's coming together very well. At the same time, we're now fishing off the financing portion. And then finally, obviously, we're working through the licensing hurdles as well.
Yeah, and the licensing hurdles, you say there, it's the mining license, is that incoming?
Yes, very much so. So I was hoping to have it by the end of this month, but obviously that would be tomorrow. Looks like it's going to be delayed a little tiny bit, but not a lot. So I imagine it will come in the next couple of weeks. So I think some people have expectation that it will be delivered tomorrow, but I don't think necessarily we'll get it tomorrow, but certainly next couple of weeks. And obviously one of the key things you have to do is you have to align stakeholder interests here when you're doing these projects. And so this is nationally, locally, regionally in Ghana. And we've always worked very strongly with the community, but obviously a key part of what we're doing with the nation of Ghana, as it were, at the national level, is entering into this agreement with the Sovereign Wealth Fund, which is obviously very important for Ghana. It's also very important for ourselves in terms of we're all working together for the common cause. And so licensing is a very important pillar of that. In fact, I'm very impressed with Mincom because they've actually sat down with us and also talked to us about where we have exploration licenses, which are still pending, and obviously we want to expand our area of exploration, how they can help us with that, and indeed complete all the remaining, if you like, hurdles that you need to complete to be able to get the project to production so that we can break ground on the project next September.
Yeah, and from a personal standpoint, you must be quite happy with what you've achieved in the last 12 months and how it's panning out.
Yes. So what I would say there is, having worked on these projects before, obviously the key three pillars here are making sure technically you can deliver the project. And it's a very nice project. So it's a very good starting point. We have great infrastructure in Ghana. We have great people in Ghana. But also to ensure we have the knowledge of spodumene mining. So we've actually established an office in Western Australia, which is the home of spodumene mining. So we have that technical expertise available to us. And you can see how that was delivered through the DFS we put out. So that's come together very nicely, as I've said. The financing coming together very nicely as well. And then finally, also the permitting side coming together very well as well. So everything lining up very well for, I think, what is a very exciting couple of years ahead of us.
Yeah, exactly. Neil, thanks for coming on the podcast. And like you say, lots going on, still lots to come. So no doubt we'll be catching up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
I look forward to that, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.